Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about the drug shortages. Oh, back in the news. Actually, they haven't left the news in over a decade, but we'll get into all that. Also, we're going to talk about other deadly drugs that you should be aware of, because a lot of times, you know, people aren't getting, you know, informed consent on this little bunch of stuff. And we have a quack report, but before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. Hitting the knees and seeking Lord's face, mind the time it grows short. And today's devotional, well, it puts us in, well, Galatians 5, when it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Amen to that, right? Hey, I once read, I think it was in Romans. Was it Romans? Hope it was. God loves a man who is meek and quiet. Now, meek doesn't mean weak, but he's, you know, he speaks only when it's necessary, and he chooses his words carefully, and he walks with the Lord, and he's upright and righteous. So to God, he says, that man is of great price. Let's all shoot for that, right? Righteous men of valor out there, I know you're there. So rise up, now's the time. You're called for a time such as this. And, you know, that is the way. Seek the Lord's face, that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, researchers, University of Chicago's Brain Dynamics Lab, they're testing, get this, a hormone that is naturally produced by the body's adrenal gland. They want to make a pill, a drug out of this for loneliness. That's right. So they said, actually, this hormone normalizes any exaggerated threat response, even if it means social isolation. So they tested on the lab mice. And they said it did okay. And they had lonely mice, and they socialized once again. So my question, though, is wouldn't a pill for loneliness only make us more indifferent and disconnected? We'll have to see, right? All right, moving along in the quack report. Here's the thing on drug shortages. We're going to get into more of this in the first segment of the show. But shortages of drugs used to treat autoimmune disorders and cancer are short, and U.S. hospitals have suspended some treatments for patients. So a lot of these drugs used for autoimmune diseases, hospitals that treat cancer, on hold. So medicine that they're talking about as being short supply is the immune globulin type of drugs that they inject into people that have compromised immune systems, help them to fight infections. And that would be people, you know, like also that had, you know, organ transplants and they're on drug suppression medicines. They cite a lot of higher rates also in a diagnosis of these conditions, autoimmune disease, the manufacturer says, as for the low supplies. Autoimmune disease, we've never seen the like, Frank. I mean, you know, 100 years ago, it wasn't even spoken of. What's changed? All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, plants, like your fruits and vegetables, known for their medicinal properties, they have active compounds called metabolites. And actually, these metabolites exhibit a lot of activities, like they're anti-inflammatory, they kill microbes, they stop oxidative stress. So this new study says that the quercetin in your foods can prevent your healthy cells from aging, and but it also has the opposite effect on your cancer cells, so it'll kill those cells. You know, bam, done. So quercetin belongs to a diverse group of phytonutrients or flavonoids, and you usually know them by the pigments in your fruits and vegetables. So those bright colors, like your yellow and red and orange peppers, for instance. So so the other foods that are going to have these quercetin flavonoids, black tea, your berries, like your blueberries, broccoli, cherries, a lot of your citrus fruits, cranberries, green tea, your green peppers, kale, apples, grapes, onions, tomatoes, yellow peppers, asparagus. Love asparagus. Yummy. So get those foods going and live longer and look younger. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be coming up to a break in just a minute or so, but we are going to jumpstart this segment. And we're going to be talking about the drug shortages. You know, we've talked about this a couple of times, but it doesn't seem to go away. March 2019, the University of Chicago Medical Center issued this alert regarding the results of a national survey on the availability of prescribed medicines. So the health authorities are trying to improve on the supply line of drugs, including your generic versions. So the problem is that many shortages left our hospitals in our doctors' offices blindsided because there wasn't any advance notice from the drug companies. Now, reports of hospital pharmacies rationing and even hoarding some medications has resulted. So there appears to be this lack of news reporting on this, on these shortages, how serious it is. No one is prepared. So pharmacy managers are reporting they have never seen the like of this shortage issue. And in some cases, there are no substitute medicines, leaving doctors with really no drug therapy options. So we're going to take a look at this. We're going to check this out, see what our options are, because drug scarcity is real, but you're just not hearing about it. That's scary. There's like 226 drugs, Frank, that people can't get their hands on now, and the list keeps a-growing. So we're going to be talking about that and what the authorities are saying and what Congress is saying and what you may be saying when we come back from this break. Be right back.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to.
Banana pancakes, Frank. That's the banana pancake song. Frank's gotten mellow. I got now some mellow tunes. All right, we're going to be talking about the drug scarcity. And according to a team at the University of Chicago Medical Center, the goal was to determine how often these shortages are occurring and which hospitals are the hardest hit by the shortfall. Now, according to their report and the national survey, the U.S. has 6,210 hospitals, of which 948 of them are academic hospitals. So the report said 81% of the U.S. hospitals were experiencing drug hoarding and shortages. This suggests that hospitals that did have medication on hand would not release prescribed medicines to some admitted patients, especially if there was a case of overprescribing. Now, they also said all U.S. hospital pharmacy managers reported drug shortages in the last 12 months. They said also over two-thirds of the U.S. hospitals reported over 50 shortages, and one out of every three hospital pharmacies had no valid administrative mechanism in place to deal with drug shortages. Over 80% of the hospitals admitted to hoarding the medicines as a response to the shortages. The report also found that the hoarding was worse in the academic hospitals compared to the community hospitals. All right, so the report was published in the March 2019 Journal of the American Medical Association, or the JAMA Journal. So what are the rules to drug rationing, and who decides who gets their medication and who doesn't? Well, the JAMA article said that there's a team of ethics specialists that were involved and looking into how hospitals plan to manage drug scarcity. So the members of the American Society of Health System Pharmacists were sent this questionnaire on their allocations during drug shortages, and out of the 1,100 that went out, only 65% or 719 of them responded. So of those that did respond, they confirmed the drug shortages of the previous year. And it seems that the cancer and the cardio drugs were really hard hit. So the report also notes that during times of rationing drugs, it was not information that was disclosed to the patient. Here's a quote from Andrew Hantle. He's a medical doctor, an ethics fellow at the University of Chicago Medicine. He says, drug shortages are distressingly common. The American Society for Hospital Pharmacists is running a list of 226 drugs that are in short supply. Drug companies state they cannot guarantee supply continually, but there are no other suppliers and there may be no backup option drugs. In severe cases, shortages required clinicians to decide which patients would receive medicines and which would not, end of quote. Uh-oh, right? Well, and then there's this ripple effect, too, that we probably don't even consider when there's a drug shortage. What does happen in the healthcare system to patients when there is a drug that's not available? Well, there is a ripple effect of what happens, and the list of drug companies on the shortage list, if you want to look at the drug names, you can go to drugs.com, and you can look at the list there. You get the generic list as well. So here's what happens when there's a shortage. There's a lack of drug therapy, and it disrupts the other areas of the patient's treatment. Also, the drugs can delay procedures like surgery and other treatment protocols. Also, it increases the rate of medication errors because then it forces the medical team to work with drugs maybe they don't know how to use. And also, it impacts the patient health outcome, of course, and also it increases the cost. Well, let's talk about the generic drugs for a minute because according to the FDA, the generic drugs are usually the hardest hit during these shortages. And the reason given is manufacturing issues. But the FDA doesn't really elaborate as to why more generic drug brands are affected, but there is a reason. So the reason is when drugs come off the patent status, they are picked up to be made by small overseas drug manufacturers who are not usually regulated by the United States. The facilities may not be up to U.S. standards, and their equipment can break down, and there can also be a disruption in ingredient supplies. So drug manufacturers are supposed to offer a six-month notice, or at the very least a 30-day notice to any shortages to U.S. authorities, but that's not happening. Well, and then there's the scary compromise, because according to the research firm pharma.org, they say when there are drug shortages, get this, this is what the FDA does. Frank, you're going to just blow your mind. You're going to flip your wig. You are going to open a fresh garlic over this. Pharma.org says that when there's drug shortages, the FDA makes compromises on expiration dates. That's right. So shortages in the drug supply can result in the manufacturer having inventory, but that inventory could be close to the expiration date or even past the expiration date. And here's what Pharma Research says. Quote, the FDA can work with the manufacturer to review and approve an extended expiration date when the manufacturer has data to support potential extension of expiration dates on their inventory. End of quote. Absolutely. So the problem with this picture is, with the drug companies kind of looking the other way, it's a little expired, but, you know, we're short on drugs, so go ahead and send them anyway. The problem with this is the prescribed medications, when they expire, chemically they start to break down after their expiration date, and they become more toxic than before their expiration date. So if you thought drug therapy was toxic, just take an expired version of it. So this isn't like, you know, your gallon of milk in the fridge may be good a week after the expiration date. This isn't like that. This isn't like that. Yeah, Frank says everybody would be better off with less pharma. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, money is the reason, Frank. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to be coming up to this this quote here by the U.S. National Library of Medicine. It's really funny. Well, it's not funny, but it really does expose their thinking. But first, let's talk about Congress getting into the mix of this. There seems to be pretty much a repeated occurrence with drug scarcity, and Congress is concerned, and they attempted to use legislation to fix the problem. All right, so the FDA does provide Congress with annual reports and what action they tend to be taking to prevent the drug shortages. And so far, the most that the authorities have done is to try to improve on early detection systems when the shortages will occur. And this offers only a little advance warning, but really does nothing to fill the gaps when there is no substitute medicine. So apparently, drug shortages is nothing new. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, drug shortages have been a growing problem since 2001. Here is a quote from their report. This is what I want you to listen to, Frank. See if you can pick it out. Quote, the U.S. is experiencing a rapidly increasing frequency of drug shortages, which have caused numerous difficulties for clinicians, healthcare facilities, patients, and federal regulators. The shortages are due to many factors, including lack of raw materials, manufacturing problems, regulation issues, business decisions, etc. We need clear policies and procedures and a collaboration with timely communication to effectively handle drug shortages, end of quote. Well, did you notice that? Did you catch that? The list of difficulties the drug shortages are causing the health establishment, their list where the patient is next to last before the federal agency. You see where their head's at? It was mostly on themselves. More difficult for clinician and the healthcare facilities like the hospitals than it was for the patient to do without their medicine, right? So the current behavior now from the FDA on drug scarcity is basically the same nearly 20 years ago, you know? So it looks like, you know, a lack of initiative to want to correct the problem, or they simply will not be able to correct it. It's one or the other, really, is how I'm looking at it. Now, if you are signed up for the newsletters, the health newsletters that come off the powerherbs.com website, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a couple up there under books and newsletters. You can sign up for free, and you get lots of health information. It's like this. And in this week's issue, you'll see charts where they show you from 2001 to 2011 the increase in the drug shortages. It's been an ongoing issue. And also a pie chart. Get this, a pie chart from University of Utah. That's interesting. This pie chart is interesting because according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the Institute of Health in their report, they were provided with this dynamic information by the University of Utah Drug Information Service. And get this, a majority of why there's a shortage of drugs is a mystery. Apparently, 55% of the drug shortages are unknown reason. You know, it's not a breakdown in equipment. It's not a lack of raw ingredients. It's not something's been discontinued. It's 55% unknown. We got to take a little break. More on the other side. Be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
Are
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk, and Frank is just hitting it today with the bumper there. Frank was saying during the break, he was saying that, you know, his take on the, you know, why the 55% on no reason drugs are scarce. He says, because then the prices go up, more profit. That's why. Yeah, supply and demand. I guess you got a point there, Frank. But here's something we need to consider. Any drug dependency is not good. Because any person that is prescribed these lifelong medicines to support a metabolic function of some kind is in a very unpredictable situation of drug supply dependency, aren't they? There is at least a 55% chance that the drug you are on, for no known reason, becomes unavailable. So some of the most prescribed drugs are usually for the cardio, diabetes, and the autoimmune diseases, even rheumatoid arthritis fits in there. So all of which, you know, has suffered some shortages in the past decade. So really now's the time to educate yourself how to strengthen the body and get off of these kind of drugs that are causing you to be dependent on them. So anyone who understands the chemical changes prescribed drugs cause in the body know that it weakens the body over time. Shay Ellison, I've mentioned his book numerous times, chemist, he used to work for the drug companies. Now he teaches people how to be well on natural stuff. He wrote a book, Over the Counter Natural Cures. So it's in libraries, it's in bookstores. You can pick it up and see if you're on any of these metabolic type of drugs, you can look to, he writes in very plain language. You'll understand when you take this drug, this is what's happening to your cells. This is what happens over time. This is what you can expect. And usually, you know, he came to the same conclusion I had come to a while back, was they, a lot of these hard drugs create metabolic weakness to the point that the system collapses within 10, 15 years and you have congestive heart failure. So, but then again, Frank, there you go. Supply and demand. You need the zipper and you got to have bypass surgery or something. So more money, you know, for the industry. So if you want to be independent of these types of drugs, you know, I know I would, if you want to take that power back, become strong, strengthen that metabolism. There's a way to do that. God's medicinal herbs do that. They have lots of power. They're here for the service of man. God says this throughout the scriptures and he can't lie. So you can take that to the bank. So herbs will give you that power to rebalance and strengthen and take that metabolic and strengthen it and balance it so that you don't need to be dependent on a lot of stuff. So give them a call. Give Apothecary Herbs a call. They have lots of information on this kind of thing. They have metabolic herbal formulas to strengthen you. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663. And, of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. Love that title, thepowerherbs.com. Take that power back and give them a call. And that's where healthcare options just became endless. It's you getting powerful again. Be empowered. That's what it's about. Don't forget, hey, they're having their Herbal Detective campaign is running. If you haven't participated in that, it's really cool. Unfortunately, you have to go to the website to experience it. It's not something you can do outside of their website. But you just go to their website and click on the Herbal Detective banner, and you can get started, and you'll be given a mystery code that you can see what your discount is and savings in their store. So it's kind of neat. But you want to take care of that as soon as you can, because the detective will move on to another case soon. So you want to take care of that and get your code. Don't forget to use it once you get it in your email, in your inbox. Don't forget to use that. All right, moving along. We're going to be talking about some of the most deadly drugs. A lot of people don't think of these medicines. They look white and innocent in the pill bottle. Oh, and, you know, the doctor nods and said, go ahead and take it. It's fine. I'm behind you 100%. But really, what is in that? So how do you determine which pharmaceutical drug on the market is deadly or most deadly? It is because it really creates serious side effects, maybe? Or is it because it creates an addiction? Maybe that's the reason. Or is it because it increases the risk of premature death? Well, actually, all drugs are for all three of these in various degrees. So you may think you're not addicted to, let's say, your heart or your diabetic medicine, but your metabolism is, and a sudden withdrawal could be life-threatening. So consider the risk if you suddenly could not get your medicines. If we consider these realities, we find that the pharmaceutical companies had to really buy a lot of politicians to legislate laws to protect them from what is now, I see as a very culpable act, that they're poisoning people and they're taking and holding their metabolisms hostage by these drugs. So we're going to take a look at what we can, get ourselves into when we take a lot of prescription medication. We're going to look at the class of drugs. We're just going to look at one class. Okay, lots of classes of drugs, different categories, but we're going to take one. So in 2007, there was this gross domestic product of the United States ranked 17th place. It was the pharmaceutical industry. So the drugs that are banned in the U.S. are sold in other world markets. So the World Bank really reports that countries that buy these drugs in the billions of dollars are Belgium, Sweden, Switzerland, Norway, Saudi Arabia. So the FDA is required by federal law to disclose a list of drugs with serious dangerous side effects, and patients that would the world over really should consult this list. And according to a 2016 Industrial Research Institute report and the Global R&D Research and Development Report, the pharmaceutical and the biotech industry gained 43% advantage in the product marketplace. So making drugs is a partner with technology now, and that's the way of the future. Technology is going to be delivering drugs in your system. You know, Frank, what do you think of that? Has something crawling through your veins there. Delivering this and delivering that. So it's a new parcel service. I don't know. Well, let's look at the multiple uses of drugs. Now, the pharmaceutical industry is known for making a drug, finding additional uses for it, and then rebranding it under another name. So take, for instance, the drug Klonopin, which debuted in 1975 as an epileptic seizure medicine. And medical doctors have been given the freedom due to a federal loophole in controlled substances to prescribe this drug for other conditions, such as for drug use. So it's a little off-brand use. Go down that, you know, little tangent over here. And so they have that freedom to do that. So in the medical profession, it's known as practicing of medicine exception to do off-branding. Treatment with the drugs. For instance, if you're an addict of a cocaine, for instance, and you enter rehab, the doctors will prescribe drugs to help you during your withdrawal. So the fill-in prescriptions are only for temporary use while you go through this process. So they only give it to patients that are technically high on whatever it is they're taking, and they become addicted to that substance. So with regards, let's say, Klonopin, sometimes that's used for rehab patients. But Klonopin was usually for only seizures. But they now use it for drug rehab reasons. Singer, remember Stevie Nicks, Frank? Remember the singer Stevie Nicks from the 70s? She got put on Klonopin when she entered rehab for a cocaine addiction. And this was her quote. She said, this is 1986, Stevie Nicks said, Klonopin is a horrible and dangerous drug. I was in rehab for 45 days to detox, and the drug made me feel like a zombie. It got so bad, I felt like my brain was on fire and someone opened a door and pushed me into hell. End of quote. Well, Klonopin attempts to fill the euphoria gap from the drug abuse, and initially it does, but then the patients end up with a feeling of horror and anxiety and mental paralysis. Isn't that awful, Frank? Ugh. So one patient described it as if you were to stick your tongue in an electric socket. Other than the seizures, Klonopin has been prescribed for, get this, insomnia, anxiety, depression, panic attacks, weight control, boredom, frustration. My goodness. So Klonopin is also called clonazepam, and it's a benzodiazepine scheduled drug 3. So that's the category it falls into. And it's not supposed to be used for long-term use. If it's for non-seizure use, it's only supposed to be short-term. So the recommended use would be maybe 7 to 10 days, but the problem is the doctors refill these prescriptions for these rehab patients, which puts them into another addiction. Now that's dumb. So this is in the same class of drugs as opioid painkillers and oxycodone, okay? That's where the Klonopin is. So doctors will also prescribe other medications with Klonopin, and often these medical examiner reports say combined drug intoxication as a cause of death. So in the case of Anna Nicole Smith, remember her in 2007? She was overdosed on a combined drug intoxication issue. The drug was routinely given at hospitals to the military vets for post-traumatic stress disorder. So Margot Hemingway overdosed too in 1996 on the same kind of stuff. Now in 2006, their Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration got busy, published a report on benzodiazepine prescription meds. They said they were the number two reasons for emergency room admissions. Oh, we got to take a break. I'm sorry. We got to take a break. Be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
We're talking about some of these deadly drugs. You know, we were talking about ER admissions and the benzodiazepine. Usually, you know, it's a drug they give for seizures. You know, they're saying that high emergency room admissions on this drug, but now it's only second to cocaine and heroin for the ER admissions. But the American College of Emergency Physicians said that when you combine diazepine type drugs with fentanyl drugs, it's 15 times stronger than heroin. And if you mix diazepine with heart medicines, you're going to have a deadly stroke. So you see, it's very important to know what drugs are deadly and what drugs are deadly. So how does it work, doctor? How do the diazepines, clonopin, how does it work? Well, the science says we don't know. We just know it affects the function of the brain. It does stop seizures, but for those not having seizures, it makes them feel like their brain is on fire, like with a lot of electrical signal. As if the brain were to be in a seizure, really. Crazy, isn't it? So scientists really have no idea how the drug actually lowers or heightens the electrical activity of the brain, and therefore it creates this unpredictable reactions in people. And the human brain is such a complex structure. Science is really experimenting with your brain. Here is a quote from a neurosurgeon, Frank Vertosik Jr., author of the book When the Air Hits Your Brain, Parables of Neurosurgery. He says, the human brain has a trillion nerve cells storing electrical patterns more numerous than found in water molecules of the world's oceans. So if clonopin is given to a patient with epileptic seizures, it's likely to bring the symptoms under control. Given to a person for a completely different problem like sleep or eating disorders, it might actually cause an epileptic seizure, end of quote. So one thing is for sure, clonopin makes addicts out of patients within a few short weeks. Patients will doctor shop to get the drug, and going through withdrawal is very dangerous and can cause what is known as a diazepine withdrawal syndrome, which would be elevated heart rate, insomnia, nightmares, hallucinations, panic attacks, anxiety, weight loss, muscle spasms and cramps, and even seizures. So, and there's more than one diazepine drug. There's one called Tempepam, which is referred to as a knockout drug. It was developed in the 60s, and it was under the brand Restoril. And it puts people under this hypnotic influence, making patients compliant. So it is often used in the mental hospitals to make people more docile and they can manage them better. They've also used them in prisoner of war camps. They've used this drug. It's been used also by governments in mind control experiments. And you may know this drug by another name called the date rape drug. Remember that, Frank? It's all in the news. Yeah. The side effects of this drug is confusion, clumsiness, drowsiness, impaired memory, and amnesia. impaired motor function, impaired, extreme euphoria, dizziness, and impaired learning. So coming off of this thing, you may not have known what happened to you, right? So that's why the people, you know, that got raped couldn't remember anything. Other benzodiazepine type class drugs, okay, are Xanax. It causes violent and psychotic behavior changes, increases hospital admissions by 60%. Also, Ativan, it causes homicidal and suicidal behavior used by the U.S. government to sedate captives. And you know what? When you take these type of drugs, your bones are at risk. In 2016, University of Eastern Finland published some research on benzodiazepine-type class drugs, and it stated it causes hip fractures. It seems doctors will give Alzheimer's patients these type of drugs, and 43% of them suffer from having a hip fracture when they take it. Their findings were published in the Journal of the American Medical Directors Association in September 2016. And in that same year, the Louisiana State University Health Science Service Center identified benzodiazepine class drugs as the culprit for not allowing bones to heal. Orthopedic surgeons were involved in the research, stating these drugs prevent bones from reuniting or knitting back together, and the fracture doesn't heal. So their research was published in the September 2016 Journal of the American Medical Association, another JAMA article there for you. So people who become addicted to these drugs are able to get them over the internet sometimes without a prescription, mostly from international websites. And this causes, you're going to have a generation of patients going through withdrawals. And continuous physicians and scientists are warning this is going to happen until, you know, regulation catches up with it. And there is supposedly some sort of crackdown happening. So lucrative industries are often willfully overlooked by officials, though. Right, Frank? Yeah, follow the money. All right, so basically if you got some sort of addiction going on, a detox is necessary because you'll have drug residues. Even when you come off the drug, you get through rehab, blah, 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 blah. You have these residues in your system which make you weak, make you more susceptible to backsliding, okay? So I like to do system detoxes because our world is toxic, let's just face it. Even if you didn't have an addiction, the pesticides on foods, dyes, preservatives in foods, radiation from your dental x-rays even, all these things, heavy metals from vaccines, all of these things are lodged in our system, and we got to get rid of that. We do not need that there. So, and I'm telling you, the herbs purge this stuff. You want to get rid of it. This is baggage you do not need. Over in Europe, Frank, they have this really great, I've talked to about this before, they have this really great therapy called the cold sheet treatment, and it's a fast track to get toxins out of the system, but it's just not for everyone, okay? You need an assistant. You got to sit in a hot bath and sweat. Then you get wrapped in a really, really cold sheet and go to sleep, and then supposedly all these toxins float right out through the skin and into the sheet, all different colors on the sheet. And even if you have, like, emotional baggage, and you know, let's say it's not a chemical addiction, but it's an emotional one. But even emotions, Frank, are chemical reactions in our body, because when they analyze the reasons for crying, whether it's dust in your eye, a grief, or you're laughing so hard at your friend, it's joyful crying. All the tears have different chemical components depending on why you're crying. So our emotions are a bunch of chemical. So when we get, you know, anxious and depressed and post-traumatic stress disorder, we got a lot of emotions weighing us down. So the folks in these clinics over in Europe, you know, they do this treatment for those folks. And a lot of times when they're soaking in that hot bath and sweating, they start crying. And it's just unloading all of these bent-up emotional chemicals, and they feel much better afterward. I wrote about this treatment in my book, The Power Herbs. So anybody that wants a copy of The Power Herbs book, it's on my website at thepowerherbs.com. You just go to books and newsletters. And it is in a PDF version, electronic version now. So it's in a PDF, Kindle, or iPad. So you can download it there. It's just $14.99. And you'll have a step-by-step on how to do the cold sheet treatment. So it's an amazing thing to have. It's an empowering thing to have at your disposal without having to go through rehab with other toxic drugs creating another dependency. See? So God's thought of everything, basically. He knew what would. And so, and his herbs are good, and he says they are, and I believe. So, check out thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for the newsletters. They go out Tuesday and Friday. So, the American Survival goes out on Tuesday, Health Quest goes out on Friday, and they're completely free. And you'll get lots of nice health tips and other things in there. And you can share that with family and friends if you want. So, thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters. And if you have email, you can sign up. Okay. These newsletters, I'm sorry to say, are not mailed in snail mail. A lot of people ask, and I'm sorry, it's only through email, so you have to have an email address. So definitely check it out. And also, I think a lot of people, Frank, don't realize that, you know, if they can't catch the show live, they think, oh, no, I missed it. Well, you can go to the show archives either on the American Voice Radio Network, or you can go on the powerherbs.com website and click on Herb Talk. And you can listen to the show at your convenience. So now on the Herb Talk, on the powerherbs.com, all the shows are listed by date and topic. Yes, Frank says the shows are posted on the American Voice Radio Network within 24 hours. So you didn't miss a thing. We got your back. So if you can't listen right at the time that the broadcast, hopefully you can, but if you missed for whatever reason, don't feel like it's gone forever. It's not. Go to thepowerherbs.com or American Voice Radio and click on their archive area, and you can listen there anytime. Now, don't forget, the Herbal Detective campaign is in full swing. It's on the website at thepowerherbs.com. So if you want to get involved, get an Herbal Detective certificate and your mystery discount code. Definitely jump on that right now, because we don't know how long it's going to be up there. It's kind of like, ooh, urgency thing. So go to thepowerherbs.com, click on the banner, and it'll start the whole process. It just takes, what, a minute? Less than a minute. And you can have your herbal certificate. That's right. It's all elementary. Really, it is. Not hard at all. And you can use your discount code to break the addiction. You know, put your addiction, your health problems all in handcuffs, haul it off to the pokey, and be well. That's how it is. Right, Frank? ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, ThePowerHerbs.com. My goodness, Frank, where did this hour go? I'm out of time. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.